From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, March 19th.
Coming up, the fallout continues from a bombshell New York Times report detailing years of alleged abuse by the civil rights icon Cesar Chavez. Chico State is taking a look at the matter.
Also, an effort to raise Shasta Dam is getting help from President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill.
And the heat wave is not letting up yet. We're hitting the peak today.
We'll have those stories just ahead, but first, we have more on a plan in Chico to boost business downtown, and the boozy idea is taking cues from a neighbor to the north. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
Not too long ago, Chico Mayor Casey Reynolds visited Redding to tour their new downtown entertainment zone. These zones allow people over the age of 21 to drink and carry open containers of alcohol on designated sidewalks and streets.
It wasn't during an event, but I went during the day, and it was a great trip. We learned a lot.
Redding established its entertainment zone last August with city council approval. And it's not the only place to take a shot at public drinking. A growing number of California cities like Sacramento and Auburn have created their own zones, all in the hopes of enticing residents back to struggling downtowns. Now, Chico is kicking around the idea. The city council voted this week to get the proposal in front of a committee for more discussion. Reynolds says it's not just about the drinking.
This entertainment zone, it just allows more fluidity. I think it will encourage people maybe to host and do different events because it gives you a different way to activate the downtown.
The entertainment zone has worked well enough in Redding that counselors there have expanded it.
If Redding can do it, heck, Chico can do it.
In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
The record-breaking heat wave we're having is breaking records throughout the North State. The National Weather Service says Redding and Red Bluff both beat long-standing records on Monday. The Weather Service says it reached 92 degrees in Redding on Monday. That's the highest temperature recorded for that date in nearly 80 years. A 90-degree high also broke Red Bluff's former record. It was also the earliest 90-degree day on record for both cities. And we're not out of the woods yet. The hot spell will peak today and tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the low 90s in Chico. In Redding, expect highs in the mid-90s.
Governor Gavin Newsom told reporters yesterday he was shocked to hear about sexual assault allegations against the late farm labor organizer Cesar Chavez. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The allegations against Chavez were made public in a New York Times investigation published on Wednesday, including testimony from women who say he abused them as girls when they were part of his movement. The investigation also includes allegations from United Farm Workers co-founder Dolores Huerta, who says Chavez assaulted her in the 1960s. Newsom described the allegations as shocking.
You know, Jen and I are very close with Dolores, so many of us are, but very close. I've been for decades and decades, and none of us knew.
Chavez's birthday is designated as a state holiday on March 31st. Newsom says he would consider renaming the holiday to celebrate the larger history of farm worker organizing.
So we're just going to have to reflect on all of that and, you know, reflect on a farm workers movement and a labor movement that was much bigger than one man and celebrate that.
Lawmakers are also speaking out supporting survivors. Democratic Assemblymember Liz Ortega.
As a woman labor leader and the daughter of working class immigrants, I am devastated by the revelations about Cesar Chavez.
Changing the state holiday would require adjusting California law through a bill in the state legislature. Some have called for renaming it Farm Worker Day. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Chico State is reviewing and discussing the allegations against Chavez. A university spokesperson said that while the university will observe the state holiday honoring him as planned on March 31st, the door remains open to take steps to address the information going forward. And a transparency note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming.
Lawmakers held an oversight hearing today to understand what led California's Office of Emergency Services to scrap a project to upgrade the state's 911 system. Cal OES has spent $450 million since 2019 on a project known as NextGen 911 and is now looking to restart with a new system. Officials say the system experienced frequent technical problems leading to numerous delays and cost overruns. Some critics of the project are calling for more oversight. Heather Gonzalez is with California's nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office.
We recommend that the legislature temporarily pause forward movement on this project while it gathers information necessary to either increase confidence in the plan that OES has proposed or enable it to work towards an alternative that the legislature prefers.
Cal OES is now looking to implement a statewide system rather than its regional approach with four different vendors. Implementation wouldn't be complete until summer 2030.
A plan to raise Shasta Dam will get $40 million from President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, the Interior Department announced this week that the money is part of $1 billion going to water-related projects across California and the West through 2034. The money will support efforts to boost water storage and strengthen supply systems. Money going to the dam is for planning and other pre-construction activities. The project would likely need $2 billion to complete.
Finally, Sacramento International Airport is on a federal hotspots list, highlighting areas where pilots should be extra careful on the ground to avoid collisions. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the list includes 34 airports in California where busy or confusing runway crossings can raise the risk of close calls. Major hubs like San Francisco and Los Angeles are also noted. The Federal Aviation Administration does not say the airports are unsafe. It says the designation can alert pilots to potential problems ahead of time.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, March 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.